Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin is known for its drinking culture, and women are at higher risk of negative health impacts than men. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Experts say alcohol impacts women differently than men, affecting every system in the body and potentially leading to hundreds of conditions, including cardiovascular diseases and some types of cancers. Dr. George Koob directs the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. He says women absorb and metabolize alcohol differently and tend to have a higher blood alcohol level than men after consumption because of body water distribution.
The pathology associated with alcohol is just generally worse in women than in men and progress more quickly. Everything from emergency department visits, hospitalization, liver transplants, and even deaths among women compared to men.
And are more likely to self-medicate with alcohol. Nearly 30% of Wisconsin adults binge drink at least once per month. Koob notes that in the past 50 years, the prevalence of drinking for women has caught up to men, and some evidence suggests that women progress more quickly in the stages of addiction to alcohol than men. He advises being aware of any family history of alcohol use disorder, since addiction can have genetic and environmental components.
Alcohol is a social lubricant. It's an intricate part of our society, but its toxicity is dose dependent. So the more you drink, the more of the problems there are.
Research shows even one drink per day can increase a woman's risk for breast cancer by up to 15%. Currently, the U.S. dietary guidelines for women are one drink in a 24-hour period. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a three-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking three guys early. I think they all scored, or two of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us two good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7-under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, rabbits, 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 it's the beginning of a brand new month and a brand new week. Happy Monday. A lot going on in the world today, lots to talk about. Can we survive a new apartheid engineered by America's elites? Or more appropriately, what's behind this whole attack on USAID? Coming out of, you know, Trump and Musk. This is a weird story. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Also, fascism alert was Representative Gerald Adler's, aide detained and handcuffed as a warning or an intimidation technique? You betcha. I'll tell you all about that. And can we make June 14th the largest march in history? A lot to talk. We've got a video clip here of Malcolm Nance that I think you're going to find fascinating. So a lot to cover here in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump wants to roll back banking regulations. What could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah. And more fascism. Trump moves to get political control of doctors and scientists. In the third hour of our program, a clampdown in Rome, China invading Taiwan, Ukraine fights back. And Rob Pichetta, a reporter with the CNN in UK and Europe, is going to drop by live from Europe to talk about what's the deal in Poland. What just happened there? A right winger just won the presidency. And yet that country also has a prime ministership. So what does all this mean? And what does it mean for, you know, democracy? What does it mean for Ukraine? What does it mean for Russia, et cetera? So a lot to talk about there. But I want to start out with this question of what's going on with USAID. We are now in the midst of one of the greatest preventable mass deaths in world history, modern history. Around two people every minute of every day, day and night, week after week, soon to be year after year, are dying. In the time that it takes me to read you this article, to share this story with you, several dozen children will have died because of actions taken with full knowledge of this consequence by South African immigrant Elon Musk, by Big Balls and his teenage buddies, by Donald Trump and by Marco Rubio. These are children who wanted to live as desperately as do your children and my children, whose parents grieve them every bit as much as we would grieve the loss of our own children, who are dying as I'm speaking to you. And even worse, Musk and Rubio keep lying about the blood on their hands. Nobody knows if Rubio's drinking himself to sleep every night to deal with the guilt, but according to the New York Times, Musk is taking mind-numbing drugs at a level that would make Charles Manson blush. Marco Rubio said, quote, "No one has died because of USAID cuts. No children are dying on my watch." Not true. And Elon Musk, as the New York Times noted in an article that was titled, "Musk says no one has died since aid was cut, that isn't true." Musk said, no one has died as a result of a brief pause to do a sanity check on foreign aid funding. No one. No, not true. Musk has called USAID, this is the agency that administers programs like George W. Bush's PEPFAR, which has literally saved tens of millions of lives, most of them in Africa. Musk has called this agency, USAID, quote, a criminal organization and said that it was, quote, time for it to die. But why? Musk and his family fled white-ruled South Africa back in 1989 as the transition to majority black rule was well underway. Could that have something to do with his antipathy toward USAID? I mean, back in 1986, after overturning Reagan's veto, Congress passed the, quote, Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986, which empowered the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, to play a leading role in undermining South Africa's brutal white supremacist apartheid regime. The program, the effort from USAID was led by a guy named Timothy Bork, no relation to Robert, at least to the best of my knowledge. He was the mission director, general counsel, and director of the Office of the Sahel in West Africa and deputy assistant administrator for the agency, and spent 19 years working on taking down apartheid in South Africa. They were ultimately successful. USAID funded legal assistance for South African political prisoners, including Nelson Mandela, and anti-apartheid activists. USAID supported black trade unions in South Africa, which were central to mass resistance against apartheid. USAID provided resources to community development and education programs that were racially inclusive. And this was all possible because of that piece of legislation, the Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986. It codified sanctions against South Africa and mandated that USAID, or U.S. aid in general, could only support efforts to end apartheid and empower that country's black community, the black majority. USAID implemented this by funding programs that strengthened the capacity of the anti-apartheid opposition. It also funded programs in South Africa that emphasized institution building and human rights education. And the result of this was that USAID played a direct role in bringing democracy to South Africa. True multiracial pluralistic democracy. It helped fund the election infrastructure for that country's first democratic elections in 1994. It provided support for the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC. It funded civic education campaigns inside South Africa to help South Africans understand their voting rights. For many of these people, at least the black people of South Africa, this is the first time they'd ever been able to vote. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa during that time was a guy named Princeton Lyman. And he said that the USAID programs were the essential core that built the non-governmental infrastructure in South Africa that led to the end of apartheid. USAID's documents chronicle how over $500 million was spent during that decade of the 80s and early 90s on democracy, governance, education, and civil society to end apartheid in South Africa, and they were successful. Economic sanctions, air travel restrictions, assistance to the victims of apartheid. We did all those things through USAID. Is that why on February 2nd of this year, Elon Musk proudly tweeted about his effort that would eventually lead to the death of millions of children? He said, we spent the weekend feeding USAID into the wood chipper. Could gone to some great parties, did that instead. You know, Bill Gates, I think, had a more rational take on this. He said, the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. I'd love for him to go in and meet the children that have now been infected with HIV because he cut that money. Brooke Nichols is the associate professor of global health at Boston University, and she did the math on this thing, and it looks pretty bulletproof. She created a website, impacttracker.com, and let me just make sure I've got the URL right. I'm sorry, it's impactcounter.com, and it documents the consequences of these cuts and estimates that every hour, 103 people are dying as the result of Musk's cuts to USAID. 103 people every hour. And, I mean, this should be a, this is a human tragedy. We should be horrified by it, but weirdly, right-wing groups, white supremacist groups in the United States are actually celebrating this, you know, along with Elon Musk and his buddies. And it's also doing real damage to America's soft power. I mean, we're basically pulling out of parts of the world that really needed the help. And who's stepping in to fill that void? China. We're just handing, you know, large chunks of Africa to China. We're surrendering our political leadership. We're surrendering our moral leadership. And this is, you know, just a tiny amount of money in the federal budget. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. It's just a few billion dollars. Why are we doing this? Why? Is it simply payback to these South African immigrants like Elon Musk or, you know, who led the charge to destroy USAID? Is it because they want to kneecap America's soft power and hand the rest of the world over to Putin and Xi? I mean, was it done as a favor to these dictators? Or was it simply one of Elon Musk's drug-fueled whims? Hey, let's just kill a few million people for fun. I mean, with the death and damage that Musk and Trump and Rubio are causing, which is well documented, few in our media are actually asking this question, why? Why are these men celebrating the death of, so far, at least 300,000 children just in the last couple of months since they put this policy into place? Why are they celebrating this, you know, handing this golden opportunity off to China and Russia? I don't honestly know the reason. I mean, I can only speculate. I think it might have something to do with USAID having ended apartheid in South Africa, but, you know, it's just a guess. So what rationale or logic do you think is behind this? I'll pick up your calls on that in a few minutes. We've got a couple of other stories to share with you, but the number is 202-808-9925. And I'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, fascism alert in Jerry Nadler's office. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
They have quite a selection of hearing aids.
They've got
Bluetooth, of course, and AI. We're Android robots.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg. Be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
If they haven't, we should latch on to that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices at a special discount.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WAUKradio.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WXCO.FM/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms.
Now,
missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. At CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Be sure to check out their sleep gummies. CB Distillery, promo code TOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said nevermore. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival, white, green in a new disguise? As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival, the same old hate in modern style as children beg for mercy? You see their hollow eyes. From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud. In boardrooms and in Congress, it's poison to the crowd. Cuts to aid and justice, hearts turn cold as stone. They cheer for silent suffering as Africa stands alone. Can you hear the distant thunder, the cries beneath the lies? History repeating while the guilty hide. Is this the apartheid revival, white, green in a new disguise? As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival, same
Congressman Jerry Nadler's office was invaded by ICE officers, apparently, federal officers. They didn't have name tags and refused to give their names. They didn't have a warrant and said they didn't need one. This is very strange. Keep an eye on this. I mean, you know, first they're arresting judges. They're going after lawyers. And they arrested a member of Congress a couple weeks ago. And now they're invading the offices of members of Congress. Jerry Nadler yesterday said the Trump administration is trying to intimidate members of Congress. They're behaving like fascists. He went on to say the Trump administration is really using totalitarian or even authoritarian practices. We have to fight them. We don't want to be a fascist country. I mean, that's amazing. His chief of staff, Jerry Nadler's chief of staff, says it appeared the agents were angry. This isn't a verbatim quote. This is a description from the New York Times. It appeared the agents were angry because members of the congressman's staff had seen the officers detaining migrants in the building, and because advocates who had also witnessed the detentions outside the courtroom had been invited by the staff members into Mr. Nadler's office. This was around 1 o'clock on Wednesday of last week, apparently, that this all happened. No riots, you know, no crisis, but wow, incredible. Meanwhile, Malcolm Nance is called, you know, Malcolm Nance, the just great national security guy. I mean, you know, former national security officer, former spy, essentially. He's speaking out, shall we say, loudly about the importance of June 14th. This, you know, what, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks from Saturday, that there's going to be, you know, Trump is going to be having his birthday party in Washington, D.C., and he's going to have the troops going by and the tanks going by and the missiles and all this. You know, it's going to be a South Korea, you know, kind of Stalin Moscow kind of thing. But Malcolm Nance has some thoughts on that, which I will share with you on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls at 202-808-9925. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So why do you think Elon and his and Big Balls and their buddies have destroyed the U.S. agency for international trade?
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-36.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The House budget bill would reform environmental permitting in Wisconsin and nationwide, potentially streamlining the process and reducing litigation. Here's Brent Pivido.
Under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, large projects with the potential to affect the environment must complete environmental assessments or impact statements. This includes all federal agencies and impacts private development projects that need federal permits. The new provision would create an expedited review process for a fee of 25% on top of the usual cost of a NEPA review. Thomas Hockman with the Foundation for American Innovation says the new rule would also shield projects from NEPA-related litigation.
There are quotes from folks like outgoing EPA General Counsel, who say 90% of the details in a NEPA review are purely there for litigation proofing the document. You can imagine if you only need 10% of the details in that environmental impact statement because you know that you are not at risk of litigation, that is almost certainly a radically faster timeline.
In court, federal agencies have an 80% success rate on appeal, and their environmental reviews are not often changed through litigation. One study of NEPA reviews shows solar energy projects face the highest litigation rate. Frequent litigation was also seen with pipelines, transmission lines, and wind energy projects. Despite shortening the process, Hockman says the reforms may also make projects subject to shifting political agendas.
If you let each administration determine what the cost is and also spend time determining what the cost should be, you could potentially see differences in treatment. So, you know, maybe a Republican administration drags their feet and puts out a really high cost for a wind project that's going through an environmental impact statement. Maybe a Democratic administration does the same for a pipeline that's going through an environmental impact statement.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Brett Pivito. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
his play, set the match, then walks away.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So Malcolm Nance, who's been a guest on this program many times, we should probably get him on more often. He's just a great guy. Really knows his national security stuff. He's calling for a second American Revolution, essentially, a bloodless one, a peaceful one, to be launched on June 14th. I have great hopes for that day and some concerns as well. But here's what Malcolm Nance has to say.
This combat veteran swore an oath to the Constitution, not a lying dictator. I'm part of a coalition that is calling for June 14th to be the single largest day of protest in American history. It's the second American Revolution. It is peaceful. It is people power that we decide as the people, that we have no kings ever. And that's what June 14th is. No King's Day. I'm asking every person here to commit themselves, their family, their friends, and most importantly, their children. I love this country. I'm begging you, commit to saving this country. Turn out your friends on June 14th. Turn out your relatives. We are the people. We are the people.
There you go. No King's Day. And FAFO, right? Yes, indeed. Beep around and find out. So, what's on your mind? What say you about all this? And why do you think that they destroyed USAID? And obviously, they're taking a meat axe to the rest of government, too. But that was the most conspicuous thing. I mean, they actually took that agency down, emptied the building that it was in of them, took the sign off the front of the building. I mean, this was a concerted and very systematic. I was going to say vicious. I'm not, you know, I guess I haven't seen that kind of enthusiasm, but something, you know, something's going on here. Why? So anyhow, what's on your mind today? Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up?
I read your article previously to the show today concerning the apartheid. And once again, as always, you provide a historical perspective that puts many things to light. But I doubt too many people even take the time to read an article like that. But the reason I called, sir, is that I attended the Memorial Day honorarium at Fort Vancouver. I live in the Hudson Bay neighborhood here in Vancouver, Washington, for your listeners. And this neighborhood was established in 1824. And Fort Vancouver is a national historic site. Mm-hmm. For the last 6 years, I've been taking my father's shadow box down to the ceremony. And I've usually gotten, you know, supportive feedback and everything else. And when I went down this year, the attendance was not like it had been previously. And I really didn't get any feedback until one lady saw me standing with the shadow box. And she said, well, I'm sorry for your loss. And I said, well, my father, a retired major in the Army, was a decorated veteran of World War II in Korea. And I said, he fought for the rights and freedoms that are being taken away from us now by a multiple-time draft dodger who calls our veterans losers and suckers. And so here it comes. Mm. She said, I just don't know about that. You know, I think that's fake news. And, you know, Trump really respects our veterans. And I said, ma'am, all due respect. I used to work for a CBS affiliate here in my neck of the woods. I worked in the news department. That's what he said. That's what he did. He even called a prisoner of war, John McCain, denigrated him. And I said, I don't understand your perspective. And then she starts in with the asking me if my soul has been saved and if I found Jesus.
Oh my.
And, you know, I walked away. I never felt so, I don't know, I can't say dirty, but I'm disappointed.
Disheartened.
I just don't. I mean, if this is what the sane and empathetic part of our culture is coming to, I don't know.
It's a cult, Charles. These people are a cult, and they're being led by the same kind of false messiah cult leaders, like, you know, Jim Jones and all these other guys, you know, and Billy Graham's corrupt son now, and Jerry Falwell's son. You know, they're in it for the money. And although I'm talking about the cult leaders, the people like Sean Hannity, you know, the people who are on Fox News all the time, you know, just dragging people into this cult and continuously indoctrinating them. It's a real tragedy. It really is. And Trump is cutting veterans programs radically.
I know. You just can't talk sense to some of these people.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what to say, Tom, other than I'll be calling you again later in the week if I can get through concerning another issue. But for now, I'll say thank you once again. I really appreciate your show and you bringing the truth to light for people.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks for your kind words. We ask people to only call once a week, but I look forward to talking to you again soon. So
thank you, sir. Very kind.
Thank you very much. Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I recently called in about the red herring $400 million plane used to distract the world from the fact that the Saudis had just bailed out our military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Trump has alienated our allies and crushed our economy. Anyways, I also called several months ago about the imminent apartheid being planned by world elites with about 99% of the planet by accelerating and fueling climate change and thus weaponizing it against the bottom 99%. I also mentioned about how I believe that the fact that the world elites were trying to secure Greenland to be the Noah's Ark of the billionaire class while the rest of us perish in the collapse of civilization and the ravages of peak climate change. And again, the people who destroy the planet, not them, how feel that they are entitled to survive the worst of climate change in Greenland while the rest of us perish. I believe everything from the $500 million gold visas to what's been going on from the Saudis to Putin to Trump, etc.
Yeah.
So I really do think this is a bigger thing than just our country. It's part of Putin's new world order, like he bragged about the day after Trump was elected. I really do think these are all things that are moving chess pieces that are moving very quickly, and most people are still focused on the what's under their nose. The bigger plan, I think, is just that they. Trump knows climate change is real. The billionaires basically are denying it because they're like, they spend trillions fighting climate change and on safety net programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Some of the billionaires who are funding, you know, most of this damage are fossil fuel billionaires themselves.
Exactly.
And you know, so there's an obvious, motivation there. Yeah. Excellent points, Juan. Thank you. Thank you.
I checked the dots on the Venezuela thing, because, yeah, I think the billionaires, especially with the energy thing, I think the biggest crime is nationalizing energy so that and using it for the people. Ultimately, the issue.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, but it should. I mean, we should
let me just say the one thing about leading LGBTQ community.
Juan, I'm sorry, your phone is just breaking up terribly. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Happy June, Mr. Hartman.
Hey, Nicholas. Thank you.
Maybe this will be the month when Trump has brought a good deal more to heel, and an unlucky month for him and a lucky month for the rest of us. Just a real quick call today in regards to questions to why the anathema against USAID, this vicious takedown of an agency that has been instrumental in helping so many people worldwide for so long. I don't think we need to look terribly far, stretch very hard, looking for complicated or sophisticated reasons behind it. I think it's staring us straight in the face, and I think it is simple racism. Most of the USAID money has went to people of color, and I truly think that the people behind the takedown, Musk, basically, who is, let's face it, a racist, apartheid, apparatchik, I think they simply made a decision in their sick minds a long time ago that little black children being infected with AIDS simply don't matter. It's just little black kids. Who cares? The world doesn't need them. Too many of them already. Africa's full of them. I think it is as simple as that, and I think it is as disgusting as that.
I think you're right.
I don't think we need...
I think you're right.
That's so sad, though, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
At this point in time, in the 21st century, here we are, you know, marching along a quarter of the way into the 21st century, and we're still having to deal with things as basic as hateful racism. One of the most stupid things in the world. You, I, everybody we know have known people of color, Asian, Latino, black, and we've known most every one of them to be marvelous, good, kind, and generous people. And yet the people out there in the world who do not regard them as even equal to themselves, themselves being pretty low down on that pyramid, if you ask me.
Yeah, I get it. I think you're absolutely right, Nicholas. I think it's my personal opinion, and I have very little evidence to back this up other than just my observations, is that part of why Musk was so enthusiastic about destroying USAID is because USAID ended apartheid in South Africa, which is what caused his family to flee the country, apparently.
It's just racism.
Yeah, just simple racism. Nicholas, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
We go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got, even they got the swan. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
Well, it's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. Here's a comment.
Okay, so I've seen paddle boats.
Right.
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now, too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was, too, when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRCE.FM/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WGBW.FM/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WMDXradio.com/contest-terms.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen their bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time. Just go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Over 5 million jars sold, 8 million five-star reviews. That's Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom. Bend and the strong man takes a whisper here, a favor there. America's enemies pull up a chair. Spies, secrets, and sabotage selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast while traitors at home do the most. Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Frank in L.A. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Good morning, O.M.
Hey.
How's my audio?
Just fine, thank you, Frank. What's on your mind?
I have two questions, Tom. Would Israel's problems go away with a two-state solution?
Probably not. Why?
Well, I wish it would.
Well, I think the biggest problem Israel has right now is not external enemies. You know, I mean, Hamas is a continuing problem. But I think the biggest problem they have right now is they've got a neo-fascist running their country. A corrupt one.
Okay, question number two. Is Trump the first president to combat anti-Semitism?
Well, define combat anti-Semitism. For that matter, define anti-Semitism. I think that the Trump administration is using anti-Semitism as a descriptor for people who are objecting to the foreign policy of a U.S. ally. And I think that's just wrong.
Yeah, well, Trump doesn't seem to know the difference between being anti-Israel and anti-Jew. So.
Exactly. Anti-Semitism is bias against Jews. Being opposed to Israel's foreign policy or their policy in Gaza has nothing to do with liking or not liking or hating or not hating Jews, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I realize there's some overlap, obviously, but I think the majority of the people who have been speaking out, and now you've got the thought police. You got the Trump administration actually going through people's social media, and they arrested that one woman and put her in a prison in Louisiana, and I'm guessing she's not the only one, simply for writing an op-ed criticizing Israel. It's just wrong, Frank. It's just wrong. Frank, yeah. Thanks for the call. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Yeah. Hey, on the 14th, on no President's Day, I just want to say to everybody out there, try to arrange taco trucks.
It's no King's Day, by the way. But yeah, taco trucks.
No King's Day, yes. But wouldn't it be great to also have taco trucks? You know, a little extra.
I wonder how many people are going to show up in like homemade taco, costumes.
That would be good, too. I think a lot of costume shops actually do sell taco costumes.
Yeah.
Hint to everybody.
Yeah, you've seen the memes, I'm assuming. You know, all
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A ton of them.
Yeah,
and there's one guy that went to Taco Bell and ordered the DJT special. It was two Dorito Locos chicken tacos.
Get it. Chip, thank you. That's a good one. Thank you. Randy in Bainbridge Island. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This is about USAID, but I think it goes beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes down to greed. I think it comes down to lack of empathy. And I think it comes down to privilege.
Well,
and why I say
let's deal with those one at a time. I mean, you say greed, but the USAID budget was only, I think, $44 billion. I mean, that's a rounding error. That's you know, a day's consumption by the Pentagon. It's nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's about the budget, Tom. I think it's about the lack of empathy. So a quick story. My sister, unfortunately, is a big Trump activist, and her husband as well. And I was sitting around the table with him one night, and he said to me, literally to my face, what would make the world great is if 7.5 billion people died and the 500 million left over would have a big party with all the resources.
Wow.
And so I think letting people die, whether that's Medicare or that's USAID or whatever, and getting the, quote, weak or unproductive or whatever, you know, language they might use is really a dangerous mindset.
I agree with you, Randy. I wrote an op-ed about this a couple of weeks ago calling it eugenics, you know, a new form of eugenics. So, you know, let's remove the weak and just leave the strong. And yeah, I think you've nailed it. And, you know, with a huge racial component. Randy, thank you. Thanks for the call. So can Trump roll back these banking regulations? What could possibly go wrong? Let's just take America back to where we were regulation-wise in 2007. You ready for 2008 all over again?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at
Matt Nair on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and
Agreed.
Thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.